Time now for our community connection. I've got Autumn in, and you are with the Connections Day that's coming up, right?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time coming in. So now for me, that's relatively new, and I haven't been to a Connections Day. Now tell me how to say it so I don't sound stupid.
So our nonprofit is called Conexiones.
Okay, there you go.
We work to connect immigrants with the community. We're based here in Morris, but we work in both Stevens and Swift counties. And our annual festival is called Connections Day.
Okay, very cool. And that's coming up on the 28th. It's going to be out at the Lee Community Center.
So right on the fairgrounds, yep.
Yep, fairgrounds. There we have it. But we have a whole list. The entire day is going to be filled with a lot of entertainment, a lot of cool stuff, starting at 4:30 with the community band. What else can you tell me about Connections Day?
Yeah, so we do have a lot of activities all evening on Saturday from 4:30 to about 10 o'clock. This is a community-wide event. Everyone is welcome to come out. And we are starting with the community band. We have a couple of different music and dance performances. So community band at 4:30. At 5, we're going to have a Mexican folkloric dance group. That's really beautiful dancing, very colorful outfits. And it's really a neat show to see. And then following that, we're going to have at 5:30 an Aztec dance group, which is also, it's actually a ritual is what they're doing. So you're not really seeing a dance performance. It's actually a ritual offering that's very traditional to the Aztec people in Mexico. So that's also a really, really neat experience.
Yeah, sounds neat.
Yeah, so we're starting the night off with some dance performances. And then after that, we have craft vendors, and we have a variety of food vendors, a couple different Mexican food vendors, and then a lot of family-friendly activities.
I know. I was reading out that earlier. What? Face painting, a balloon twister, art projects, bazooka ball. I read that in the news when we do the news at the top of the hour. I don't know what bazooka ball is, but it sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. And actually, people seem to love bazooka ball. It's a mix of laser tag and paintball, but it has the balls that they use are they're kind of squishy, so it doesn't hurt. But bazooka ball has been a hit for kids and adults. So I would recommend bazooka ball. And like you said, we have face painting, balloon twisting. We're going to have some games, yard games for families. We have an art project. We're working with the art gallery, the PRCA, on that one. That's something that's new this year. And then we're also working with 4-H to have a farm animal exhibit, and that will be in the horse barn.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, that sounds cool. I'm a huge animal lover, so I would go just for that. But food vendors, craft vendors, dance troupes, the community band. But then you have the orchestra playing later on in the evening as well, right?
So, yeah, we actually have a band coming out from the city. It's called Chico Chavez Orchestra. And they are actually Latin music. So the name says orchestra, but I would say it's a little misleading. It's actually this music called cumbia. And it's really upbeat. You can do a lot of different turns and movements, dance moves with it. So it really gets a lot of people out on the dance floor, and it's a lot of fun.
All right, very neat. And also, I read this, there's going to be a taco eating contest at 8 p.m.
There is, yes.
I was in a spaghetti eating contest once, and I lost terribly. You wouldn't think so by looking at me. But this is something, though, I could get behind for sure.
Yeah, sign up. We have a couple spots left. it's a lot of fun. So it's free to sign up. This year we're having both a men's and a women's category, and each winner gets a $100 cash prize.
Wow.
So we have 10 spots. We do have a couple of spots left. You need to be 18 years or older to participate. We have a lot of teenagers that want to do it, but they need to be a little bit older, so 18 plus. And last year, the winner ate eight and a half tacos in 10 minutes. So you get a plate of 10 tacos, 10 minutes, and we see who can eat the most. So eight and a half. And they're smaller tacos. They're street tacos, so it's some meat, and then you have the option of adding salsa and a little bit of lime if you want to kind of help it go down a little better.
Okay. All right. Now, hold on. Are they soft shell or hard shell?
They are soft shell.
Oh, interesting. Yep. Okay. I was going to say the hard shell, that might
be
a little tough.
A little dangerous, maybe. No. Yeah, they're soft shell and they are pretty small. But if anyone wants to sign up, you can find us on our Facebook page, which is Conexiones, Conexiones, and there we have information to sign up for that. And I would really encourage, if there's any women out there that want to participate, we would love to have you.